Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In a world where all of John Granato's vices combine in a symphony of debauchery, two strangers must work in tandem to prevent John's gambling, golf, and guzzling from consuming and destroying all those surrounding him during his episodes. Those strangers are Lance Erline and Del Olalea, and the task ahead of them is vast and treacherous. Can they face the challenge? Will they survive? Well, you're about to find out because you're in the trench.
Get in the trench.
Live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles.
It's John and Lance.
Always been playing from behind the count. And there's a line drive into right field. That is down for a hit. In comes Bregman. Here comes Tucker. Two more RBIs. Michael Brantley makes it a 6-0 game.
Michael Brantley, professional hitter, back. And boy, is that good. Is that good. Good morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del live from the Golden Nugget, the sportsbook here, the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles. And what a way to kick off the football season right here. We got all of the college action coming up this weekend. And if you've never been here, holy cow, it is the best place to watch sporting events. It's unbelievable. We watched some Astros baseball here yesterday. Had a big time here yesterday. Played a little cards. This is perfect. This is like the perfect place. They've got a beautiful golf course here at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. They got the sports book. They've got poker room. They've got blackjack. Did you play any slots yesterday?
I just dabbled.
You dabbled a little
dabbled.
Bit?
Dabbled. I went upstairs and watched. I'm trying to get done with Gamora. It's been 5 seasons. I mean, it's time.
So came all the way here to watch Gamora. Why? Because your family? You can't watch it in the bathroom at home?
No, because my family's not here. It's perfect.
It's perfect for you to just.
What about our rooms? Why would I not want to spend time in my room?
It's unbelievable.
Room is like a little house.
It is a little house. It's got everything. It does. It has everything.
I could be around people. Dell wouldn't do it. I kept looking for Dell, and he wasn't around anywhere.
You kept looking for me, is what you're saying?
Yeah, no,
At one point I said, Dell! Like, I was at the casino in the floor, and I said, Dell! Dell! And no one answered.
Well, when we were at the ice bar, we saw him, and he was drinking shots. He was doing shots with everybody. Yeah. He's just hugging everybody, doing shots. I think he might have set that record for most hugs in a minute.
Yeah. We heard about yesterday.
Yep.
I feel like...
I don't blame him. Well,
yeah. So I walked up here, and Lance is about to do something stupid with the equipment. But I walked up here, and they're like, Dell, come over here. I'm like, can I put the equipment that
nope.
I brought here?
I said, as soon as Dell gets here, let's yell to him. Dell,
come over here.
We've been talking to the bartender. We've been telling her stuff about you. I was like,
we're trying to get
the bartender to say,
hey, Dell.
Hey, I've heard about you, Dell. I was like, something like that. She looked uncomfortable with playing the game.
Yeah, of course she did, because she doesn't know you two.
Well,
I'm uncomfortable, and I know you.
Yeah, no. She liked you, but you apparently don't care.
Lance is his new obsession with Paramore. Is like, hey, guess what he did? He managed the band.
You brought up Paramore.
You were the manager.
I said, are you a friend of Paramore? Are you a fan of Paramore? I don't know why.
Why? Because you're obsessed with Hayley Williams. That's why.
I know, and then John's like, Dell used to manage him. She goes, I like Paramore, and then she didn't look like she believed that.
Yeah, when Lance called me, John, I don't remember. I'm driving up, hey, you here, where you come to the bar, It's like, just come over. I was like, can I check in? No, come
over here. Yeah. We watched the Astros game. It was so much fun.
Well, it got a little hairy, really fun because it was another blowout. Then all of a sudden, it's like Fromber had an inning, and before you know it, it's 7-4. Goes from 7-0 to 7-4. It's like yikes. But you were able to.
Well, you didn't get any help defensively. That's for sure. It wasn't Sox bad, but it was bad.
Yeah, well,
he had two of the runs were unearned.
Wait, what were I'm trying to remember the
Pena had a low throw. Singleton had a terrible inning.
Pena, yeah, Pena short hopped Singleton, and Singleton didn't dig it out. And that was an easy throw. I don't know why he short hopped him. And then, yeah, there was a line drive, but Pena just, I mean, Singleton just doesn't get off the base and defensive position very well. And that turned into a double. So, yeah, Fromber, for the most part, was really, really good. Just had that anywhere. Gave up four runs. Only two were earned. So it was a quality start. It was a win for Fromber. And I don't know. I feel pretty comfortable about Fromber. That's not the starter that makes me nervous. I mean, Fromber and Verlander, I feel, even though Verlander had a really scrap in his last game, I feel pretty good about them. And then you had J.P. France, you know, have a solid performance in his last one. And now the offense is just tearing the ball up. And I guess the story was not – well, I mean, one of the stories – every day there's multiple stories with hitters now. But I think one of the big stories now is man, it was great to see Michael Brantley with a couple hits. And yeah. I never doubted him, but
wait, Michael Brantley plays for the
Astros? Wait.
He can play.
Wait, you never doubted Michael what? You never doubted on Michael Brantley. Oh, okay.
I said I didn't think he was gonna play in August.
Okay,
like,
wait.
I said I think he'll get here in September.
That's not what you
and
said.
And then hit
whoa,
well.
You said I'm done with Uncle Mike. I'm done. He's never here.
I said,
why would
don't
I
tell
think?
Me about Michael Brantley until he gets here. And once he gets
okay.
I'm excited about it.
Oh no, okay.
So he's here, and now I'm like, yeah, Michael.
Oh
Brantley.
My God, nobody was harder on Uncle Mike, a guy who's given up his shoulder
well,
for
his
your
shoulder
enjoyment. He's given up both shoulders so that you
figure.
Can enjoy a base
figure.
Hit with two men on.
He's not a Christ figure.
Well,
he's just
he's
an outfielder slash DH.
I don't know if he's Messiah or Kawhi. I'm not sure what he is,
yeah.
But he's back.
He gave up his
Kawhi-a.
Shoulder for your sins?
Yeah.
Is
yeah,
that what
yeah,
you're
yeah
saying?
He did. For your sins, he gave up his shoulder. And here you are. Oh, I never doubted him for a minute. You thought Uncle Mike was like soft.
I said, I
you
don't
said
S-A-W-F-T. I said, no, I never
you
thought
spelled
that.
It
I just
the
said,
way?
I don't yeah. want to. I don't want to hear about Uncle Mike until he's actually back. All this, when Michael Brantley gets, show me when he's back. Now that he's back and he actually got some hits, I'm like, hey, that looks pretty good. Maldonado, you basically can't get him out anymore.
But you basically
Maldonado
can't.
Is the hit king.
No, you basically can't.
He's the new hit king. He's got, I think he's had hits in like four straight games, something like that. I know at least two straight games. And so he's basically the hit king. When you're not getting Maldonado out, it's a your staff has problems.
Yeah.
And the Red Sox aren't getting him out.
You've been
and the
terrible.
Red Sox got blown up.
You've been terrible with predictions. You predicted a soft sweep. That didn't happen.
No, you said they weren't going to win. And you said, oh, as a matter of fact, if I could, I wish I could throw. I can't bet because I work for NFL. But if I could bet, I'd bet the Red Sox today. Oh.
Just because that always happens, but then I was thinking it was going to be a soft sweep and it ended up being a hard sweep.
So you
now there when it was 7-4, I'm like, here it comes.
Oh, no. Presley.
They'll bring
the
in
guy, another guy you hate. Presley came in and went bing, bing, bing.
Here
this
comes,
is over.
No, I love Presley. It's Maton that I don't like to see play.
Well, he didn't pitch,
sometimes.
So.
So we've got.
He got up in the bullpen.
I know he
point.
Did.
So
but then they put up Stanek right away.
And they're like, what are we doing?
So you've got Brantley wasn't going to come back. You had Burrow back by week four. That appears not to be the case. And you have the Astros with a soft sweep. As
no,
as
Burrow.
Real
did
sweep.
You see Burrow's right calf? It's so. Have you seen it?
What do you mean?
It's like, it's like a four-year-old's calf. It's
what do you
so,
mean? Atrophied
it's
atrophied
in
about
that
a month?
Oh, no, it's atrophied that much. The calf, well, actually, your legs will atrophy very fast if you don't use them. But
you don't think he's walking?
Did you see him limp into the
field? No one knows about leg atrophy like Lance.
Yeah, let me, trust me. Trust me when I tell with leg injuries, that's for sure.
And atrophy.
I will tell you this for a fact. Joe Burrow is limping. Joe Burrow. I would not count on him this year. If you're fantasy football, although I did,
oh, yeah.
I did change
guess
my pick.
Guess who's going to be bidding on Joe Burrow
I did
at
change
our draft?
I did change my pick to Joe Burrow as MVP in my NFL.com. And I've got Aaron Rodgers as Offensive Player of the Year. But that's
of course you do.
Usually doesn't happen
so
where one quarterback
Greeny.
Gets one. So
listen to
Robert,
Greeny.
By the way, Robert Saleh. Well, Pat Mahomes ended up being the article was released. There's like 20 of us voting, 23 of us voting. And Saleh was coach of the year. He ended up being coach of the year in the votes. Pat Mahomes was the MVP according to all the voters.
Yeah, but usually the coach of the year comes from a surprise team. The Jets have got so much talent. They got Aaron Rodgers. There's a lot of times it'll be more like the Lions story last year.
It could be, but Saleh's got a lot of hype, and he's come from a team that's been very bad. But
D'Amico
yeah, right.
might be. D'Amico would be coach of the year if the Texans win
wins,
15 wins.
Yeah, he'll 100% be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Doug Peterson wasn't coach of the year last year, was he?
Who?
Jacksonville was kind of a surprise team.
Not really. I mean, this
well,
division
they were the
is,
2 years in a row of being the last place.
Who was coach of the year last year? No one knows. It's impossible.
Well,
to
Now the Titans and the Colts were supposed to be ahead of. It's hard to remember that, but Matt Ryan was not considered to be a potential answer for the Colts, and then fast forward 1 year, and it's like, oh yeah, Jacksonville won the division, but they weren't supposed to win the. It was about who was going to be last, Jacksonville or Houston, was the question last year, and Jacksonville stepped up. Coach of the year last year,
Brian Daboll. That was a surprise.
Yeah, and I thought
that's right. A surprise.
It was Brian Daboll with the Giants. Yeah, the Giants surprise team.
Yeah,
I thought it was going to be someone else. I thought they
rookie coach gets his team to the playoffs. This is perfect for DeMeco.
Oh no! I mean, if he gets to the playoffs, yeah, Texans would be.
He would
be coach of the year.
Oh, he would be. Coach
and the
of
media it. Loves DeMeco as they should.
Yeah,
as they rightfully should. But back to the Astros for a second. So you sweep the Red Sox on the road. The Red Sox defense is pathetic. Their pitching staff couldn't even come close to wrangling in the Astros. But I don't think it's just the Red Sox pitching. I think the Astros right now are seeing a ball and hitting. Right now the Astros have a confidence level at the plate that is just substantial. It really feels great to see. You kind of know there's certain, you know, watching Yordan start to get into a groove, watching Yiner continue what he's doing, having some hits pop up with Maldonado and Singleton and, you know, guys you don't usually expect. It's Pena, the way he's hit over the last 31 games has been great.
He's been great. But most of the RBIs yesterday came from the bottom of the order again. I mean, the bottom of the order. When you're
that's
this deep, when you put Uncle Mike in the lineup, Yiner doesn't even get on the field yesterday.
The right calf.
Okay, one of your best hitters, one of your top five hitters this season isn't even on the field. When Yiner's behind the plate, and Maldonado's been great lately, so I'm obviously not going to get on him, but he's still not the hitter that Yiner Diaz. But if he hits like this and out of the nine hole and drives in runs, unbelievable.
He just has to have a hit. Every time he comes up, there's men on base.
Every time.
All he just needs to do is hit 200, and I'm good.
If Pena's hitting out of the nine hole or eight hole like this,
around 220.
If McCormick is on the field, if Uncle Mike is on the field, Yordan is hitting the way that he's hitting now, the greatest hitter in Fenway Park history. By the way, he's the greatest hitter in Fenway Park history.
Yeah.
But Tucker, Bregman's hitting the ball, is crushing the ball right now. Altuve is their best hitter, period. I mean, this is –
Dubon's finding hits. It's right now you do not want a piece of the Astros lineup. The question is, you know – Can they get their pitching to somehow find its groove?
Yeah. It's
survivable right now, but it's probably not survivable in the postseason.
So, yeah, the Astros in the month of August, I guess they're 16th in the league. I just saw a tweet from – I forget who it was from. The Astros are 16th in the league with a 4.52 ERA this month. Not good. Not good. And that's the team ERA when the bullpen's been one of the best bullpens in baseball lately. The bullpen has been excellent. It's the starting rotation. It's just been awful, just awful. And I was listening to Steve Sparks said, you know, there's a correlation between quality starts and wins. Really? Really? There's a correlation between quality starts and wins. Didn't see that coming. Well, if you've got a bad bullpen, you know, chances are you'll lose some games that way. But if you get a quality start out of your pitchers, which the Astros have not been getting quality starts. They got one yesterday because two of those runs were unearned for Framber Valdez. So Astros win. They look good. And we got some Texans to talk about as well. On the other side, we'll hear from Nick Caserio. Asked him pretty pointed questions yesterday. We will get to that on the other side right here. Live from DraftKings Sportsbook. It is awesome here in Lake Charles at the Golden Nugget. If you I make your plans now, you got to come down for a weekend. Watch your college football, watch your pro football, get here, and enjoy just the best sports book that you're going to see. This is as good as any Vegas sports book right here.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Here, your family.
I don't have friends. I got family.
Let's get back to the squeaky clean, non-gambling, or drinking John and Lance, live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles.
All right, welcome back here. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 live at the DraftKings Sportsbook here in the Golden Nugget at Lake Charles. It is just spectacular. If you've never been here, you know, call, make a reservation, and you're going to do it in advance because the hotel will sell out during the football season. You got to reserve your spot here at the DraftKings Sportsbook, but it is definitely worth it. It's 2 hours down the road. So much easier than going to Vegas. And so, I mean, just, I mean, look at the no flight. I mean, it takes 2 hours as opposed to 5 hours, which it takes. But by the time you get to the airport, go to the airport before the flight, check in, all of that stuff.
And the dew point was so good yesterday that we were
The dew point?
Well, I'm just saying yesterday
was
actually.
Nobody's coming here for the dew point.
No, but yesterday the weather was actually like, you know, like I changed my, if you're under 100, I feel like this isn't bad. When it's not, yesterday it was 98, feels like 99, and I thought this is actually very pleasant.
It's not about
in Vegas. It's 114.
Vegas dew point is terrible.
There are three deserts. There's Arizona, the desert. There's Vegas, the desert, and there's Austin, the desert.
Austin, the desert?
Yes.
Okay.
Austin is basically a desert. People find that out. Doesn't rain much, and it's always like it's way hotter. I had somebody from California tell me we moved from NFL Network over there, and they're like, "Hey, I thought Austin was like kind of a different climate." Like it's the different like elevations are supposed to be nicer climate. I'm like, no, it's actually hotter.
Yeah.
It's actually it's not always as humid as Houston, but I said, no, it's not great. It's actually going to be dry all the time and it's going to be really hot. He goes, man, I thought I was moving someplace it was like maybe 80s, low 90s. I said, oh no. It'll be 104 frequently. So sleep tight.
Yeah. No.
Did you think you were getting away from that traffic, sir? From California?
Oh, it's
Sir,
worse.
Sir, did you think you were getting away from that traffic?
It's no. worse.
Did you think you were going to get away from people doing stuff on the streets? Nope.
Stuff. All right. Nick
Cassell. Well, not that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Yucky stuff.
Are we done with the dew point now?
He's talking about stuff on the streets of Austin.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the streets of
Boo-boo.
Austin.
Oh.
Yeah.
The last time I was in California, speaking of stuff, you know, Chick-fil-A is this heartwarming. Oh, you get a chicken sandwich. That's great. Oh, spicy, by the way. Get the spicy sandwich, despite what John thinks.
It is good.
There was a gentleman. Let's call him Unhouse, because that's what we have to call them.
Unhouse.
Unhouse person who's like, you know what? I'm just going to take my pants off and under off right here.
Right outside
of Chick-fil-A.
You saw it?
I was in my car.
Wow.
He took his pants down. It was waving.
Dropped a deuce?
No, it was was waving around and people were walking by.
Oh, he was just cooling it off.
Yeah.
Airing it out.
Yeah. So the streets of California, I think, still
I saw somebody in a video the other day of somebody doing a man doing some not pleasant things with himself in a Starbucks, and they're like, the lady's like, hey, please leave the – she's like, can you please leave the store? I don't think this is going to work, man.
Can you do that outside, okay? And
the Starbucks
of all places.
The Starbucks by my house is basically really just quietly taking all the furniture out. There's like three tables left, small tables. Like, I'm like, hey, where'd everything go? And the girl just said, we just want to have more limited seating. Oh, okay.
All right. Nick Caserio met the media yesterday. And we talked about this yesterday. His draft picks that aren't making the team, asked point blank, what about all the cuts of players that he drafted? Here's Nick Caserio.
Yeah, I mean, every team goes through it. I mean, it's the way it goes. So some of it's cost of doing business. So, I mean, injuries sometimes are things that, you know, you can control, whatever a player's status is. I mean, you know, we got to make decisions. So, I mean, you know, I've said this countless times. You know, the draft is a flip of the coin. I mean, whatever it is. You get the players on the team, or you create a roster, create competition. You keep the players that you feel make the most sense. Some players you can't keep for various circumstances, whatever the situation is. So, I mean, honestly, don't spend too much time on that. So, I mean, players go on and off rosters daily. Draft picks go on and off rosters. I mean, you've seen players traded that were drafted in the second round. You've seen players drafted, you know, trading that were drafted in the first round, the third round. I mean, it's cost of doing business.
So, basically, the coin has spoken.
The coin has spoken.
He just
spoken.
Said, it's just a coin flip. I'm like,
the coin has spoken.
That's what the coin boys have been trying to tell you. Yeah. You live by the coin, you die by the coin.
That's right.
And that's what Roy Lopez, heads he stays, tail he goes. Tails. It just so happens that all the coins came up the wrong way.
Well, no, it's like, who should we pick? Heads, we pick Roy. Tails, we pick Amon-Ra St.
All right, here we
Brown.
Go. Here's the worst coin boys. This is where you hate coin boys. Nick Caserio, now I know he's a coin boy, and he said, all right, heads it's Sauce, tails it's Stingley.
The coin
has spoken. There it is.
The coin has spoken.
The coin has spoken. Tails.
Tails.
We'll take Stingley. You know what? Hey, live by the coin, die by the coin.
That's
I respect it.
It.
All right?
That's
we're going to go. Here we go. Zion, what's the, Zion Johnson? Who's the Zion from the Chargers?
Oh.
It's Johnson.
Yeah, Zion Johnson. All right? Heads, Zion Johnson. Tails, Kenyon Green. Coin has spoken. Speaking
the
of
coin
Kenyon
has
Green.
Spoken.
Speaking of Kenyon Green, let's pull up the Kenyon Green cut talking about his season being done. Nick, if you thought, you know, sometimes you can designate guys to return on IR, but he's got – there is something that's going to require a medical procedure with rumor has it it's probably a torn labrum. That's something that takes a long time to come back from. It's an arduous process. A lot of times people don't get them repaired, but if you're an offensive lineman with the amount of force that you have to play against, you have to get it repaired.
Well, here's number four, Brian, why they let Kenyon Green play in practice despite knowing that going on the IR and not playing this year was the likely outcome.
I would say specifically to Kenyon, it was just a matter of, you know, when, not if, this if. Was going to happen. So I'd say, and D'Amico made a comment the other day, you know, he's proud of the player, proud of the kid for, I'd say, mental and physical toughness that he showed. I think he was dealing with a lot of things physically. He was dealing with some things, I would say, on a personal level as well. And at some point, if a player is in a position that his condition or situation puts him at a disadvantage, it's not fair to the player, it's not fair to the team, and it's not fair to the individual. So in the end, you know, this is, I'd say, in the game, you know, it may have been exacerbated a little bit. But, again, we knew in May this was a possibility. To his credit, I mean, he worked through it. And I'd say did the best he could with the situation that he was given. And in the end, we just felt for the betterment of the team and the player that this was the best decision.
I just got to be honest. I just don't understand that if you know the way Nick – so he's done for the year. So the way Nick said that is it wasn't a matter of if, it was when.
And yet.
I guess you let him play to see if he can play through it, and then if he doesn't, pull through.
Yeah, but you're wasting reps that could be going to other guys too.
Well, not only that, but why not get a surgery? Why not just take him out and just let him have a surgery and move
forward? Well, to me, you got to get somebody in there that doesn't know what – that hasn't been getting reps, that's going to get his reps.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure I understand. If it's like Nick said there, I'm not sure I understand playing him unless they wanted to see if he could play through it and play the whole season. But I just think you were really asking for trouble because even if he was able to play through it, he clearly wasn't playing at a high enough level. So I'm not sure why I would have him out there playing with that injury.
Kenyon Green was iffy, healthy. Kenyon Green... with a torn labrum,
this is,
something
of...
you just go, well.
That... And, look, I understand what Nick's saying. I mean, that draft had two very good players. If the two good players were Stingley and Green and Damian Pierce was just average and Jalen Petrie was just a guy, you know, we'd probably say, hey, you know, he still hit on those guys. But the fact is.
Well, he's going to hit on Stingley.
You think so?
Yeah.
He could.
He absolutely is. Stingley's going to be good.
He could. We still haven't seen really good Stingley since 19. I mean, that was still a little ways ago. But I mean, I'm hopeful for Stingley.
We know he's got it. In
I think him. In this scheme defensively,
he's
it'll
got
be better.
He's got the body. He's got the size. He's going to be.
He needs to be a press corner.
Maybe he's been a little immature, and maybe he's going to grow up a little bit.
You know, from talking to people who were with him when he was training at Exos, he didn't click. I think he's got kind of a
– he's an introvert.
He's a very much an introvert.
Yeah.
And I think some of that is something he has to play through a little bit. Like, it's weird because it's almost like I watched a different player at LSU. I don't even remember the guy from the first year. That guy was such a dog.
That's the only guy I remember.
That guy was such a dog.
Yeah.
And the guy I see with the Texans now,
No,
I don't even remember him being stingless.
Listen, his sophomore year, I was extremely disappointed, and I know he was just he just wanted to get out of there.
And it was a COVID year.
Yeah.
And all the championship guys had left. It had to be a huge letdown to go from one of the great college football teams ever to COVID and.
Yeah.
Not a very good team.
Oh, it's Hunter Johnson. Who's the quarterback for those teams after Joe Burrow left?
Oh, I don't
know. Johnson.
Either.
Yeah, he's like, from Joe to Hunter, yeah, I don't want to play anymore.
This isn't fun anymore.
Oh,
no one even in the stands.
I mean, from Jamar and Justin to Keyshawn, nah.
I don't even know these guys in the secondary. All my friends are gone.
They were. I mean, yeah, all the guys that – well, he was a freshman, okay. He came in with the bootays and whatnot.
Yeah, and he saw the difference.
Yeah, there was a big difference.
But Nick is right that once you draft guys, wherever they were drafted, it doesn't matter to the football team. It does matter to fans, though, who keep tabs on GMs.
Yeah, but do you really care if he hit on Damian Pierce and Jalen Petrie? If you got two guys out of the draft, what's the difference if it's a first rounder or the fourth
rounder?
You're
looking at a team does, but we've both talked about the fact that, man, if you drafted – your first two picks are – you have two first-round picks, and you – because those are the ones that have a higher hit percentage. So you don't want to completely bomb out. And with Kenyon Green right now, that's a real possibility because he was relatively ineffective his first year. He won't play a second year. And remember, this isn't D'Amico Ryan's draft pick. So he's not tied to – if Kenyon Green does not have the right mentality, if he is not a dog, if he is not a guy that is into football like D'Amico Ryan's wants – you know, they'll walk away from him. So I would be a little worried about that pick, but I am hopeful for – and I do – and Petrie's a big hit. I mean, that was a big hit. And Damian Pierce is a big hit. We'll see how long he plays because he's such a violent runner. There's no question that was a hit, and he's going to be a good fantasy option this year.
ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. Insert random audio clip now.
I knew which vegetables went together, proteins, temperatures, sauces. And when somebody new came into the restaurant to stage, I'd look at them like they were a competition, like I'm going to smoke this mother.
You're listening to John and Lance live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles. And their on-site engineer, Del Olaleye.
Del Olaleye.
I just love me some John Denver and Del Olaleye.
All right, welcome back. And speaking of gambling, we are at the place to come if you're looking for the best way to enjoy your football weekends. So good, so good. Make your reservation now. Now at the Golden Nugget Hotel and also at the DraftKings Sportsbook here at the Golden Nugget. And, I mean, the food, the atmosphere, the TVs, everything. Can't be better. You got all the gambling, all the betting cages right here as well. It just doesn't get any better. And if you're into poker, the poker room's right next door. The casino is right across the way here. It's just perfect. Perfect, perfect. If you love the golf, you've got that here too. It doesn't get any better than the Golden Nugget, just 2 hours down the road from all of us in Houston. So we love it here. Get on over here and enjoy this football season.
Also, speaking of gambling, we've got Josh Pate talking college football. So
today?
You can glean some information at 8:30.
Okay.
Is Five Star on today?
Five Star will be tomorrow, Thursday. Oh, yeah, today's Thursday.
Yeah, today's Thursday. Yeah. So he's on at 9.
He was 2-0 last week.
2-0 last week with some easy ones, actually.
Greg Hennigan is going to join us from here at 9 o'clock. So we got a busy morning here. Quickly, you know, who's the tanking team this year in the NFL?
That's Arizona.
Are they? Because there's a chance they might not have that pick. You see what's going on?
Oh, with, behind the scenes, you think they could get docked that pick? No way they docked that pick.
Well, why wouldn't they? You want to tank this year? You don't want Colt McCoy? You're going to cut? You're just going to go with a rookie quarterback and you're going to tank? You're going to be the worst team in the NFL?
Clayton Tune outplayed Colt McCoy.
Oh, did he? So how about because Steve Wilks has testified that he got a burner phone from the owner and Steve Keim while Keim was suspended.
Wire?
Pardon me?
Is this The Wire?
He got a
burner phone?
Yeah, he's got a burner phone from Steve Keim. He said he used it once when Keim called to say how practice was going. But Wilkes said, I was uncomfortable. I'm a first-year head coach. I worked my ass off to get here, and I'm being put in this unethical situation. Now, he went to the league, and he's testified in front of the league. He hasn't testified to Arizona Cardinals lawyers yet. But this is not – it wouldn't be unusual to take draft picks away from a team.
How did this come up, by the way?
I don't know how it started. Maybe Wilkes just said, hey, this is what happened while I was there. And the league went, oh, really?
You know that's considered snitching.
Yeah, he would be a snitch. He would absolutely. Now, I don't know if Wilkes is going to get another job as a head coach of the NFL.
Nah, I felt bad for Steve Wilkes getting the 1 year. I think they just got in and they were like, this isn't the right guy. But regardless, you can't if you circumvent these. If you circumvent some of these rules, I mean, Steve was suspended for the drinking stuff, right? The DUI, and
I think
that's
so.
Why he was. Yeah.
He had a 3-week suspension, but during the 3 weeks, they signed David Johnson to a $39 million contract. There's no way
that was that long ago.
Yeah, there's no way the general manager was not informed or at least in on that decision.
Yeah,
the Cardinals are going to pay the price for this, and a draft pick is not. It's not out of look. The Dolphins had tampering charges and then lost their first round pick this past year. Right, with the Tom Brady situation.
Uh-huh.
If you are, you're circumventing the league, we ain't having that here. How about if they lose the number one overall pick?
That's why they
get the number one overall pick because the Texans suck.
I think that, actually they could take one of those picks away.
Yeah.
Since they have two picks. But they do have two first-round picks. That might make it easier to take one because you can't take – I just don't think you can take a pick away that could potentially be the first pick of the draft.
Why? Then don't you get a burner phone when you're not supposed to.
Well, they could also take one away next year. You know, they could go where they say we're going to take 2024 away. But with two picks in the first round, it makes it way easier.
If they get this thing done this football season – and Wilkes testifies before the Arizona Cardinals lawyers.
It takes a while, though.
It usually does take a while. But, hey, the league could say, no, we're going to hurry up this process. Oh, no, by the way, they could do it right after the season ends and get it done before the draft. I would think they're going to take this draft pick away.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The league really doesn't like being played like that. So, you're right, something's going to happen. You can't just play the league by – oh, yeah, we're just going to go with burner phones and circumvent everything. And then say, and it wasn't just the GM who's not there anymore, it's the current owner. That makes it a really
– right.
That one is what's going to be the nail in the coffin because the current owner, the sitting owner, was involved in it. So, they probably will take heat. Well, it probably will take heat, but it would probably be the Texans first because I assume Texans first is going to be
No, they're not. They're going to take away the Cardinals pick.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely. They're going to take.
They're going to be the worst team.
They're going to be the worst team. Period. Yeah.
They're going to be the worst team.
Yeah.
I don't. They can try as hard as they want. I think they're going to be the worst team. I mean, maybe Carolina could be, but I don't think so. I think Bryce is capable. It's just a question of can he get protected. I don't think anybody in the Texans division will be. I don't.
The NFC South.
I mean. The Bears are coming up a little bit. I mean, it has to be another
Tampa.
Team in the NFC South.
How bad is Tampa
maybe Tampa, be? Maybe Tampa, but they've got better talent. They've got some talent on the roster. Just the quarterback situation's unsettled.
Well,
see where Matt Corral was released. Matt, who reminds me in some ways of Baker Mayfield, the way he plays, he was a pretty decent college quarterback, but had some. He was a guy who was. He's had some personality issues, some maturity issues. At times in his career, I don't know that he's going to catch on somewhere and really turn his career around. But he's an interesting guy to keep an eye on because he's never really been given a chance in the NFL, and he does have some talent. But he's a small guy, but apparently teams don't care about small quarterbacks anymore. They're fine with it.
Well, the first quarterback to lose his starting job in 2023, who's the favorite?
I saw those odds. It's I'm trying to remember. Is it Baker?
Baker.
Yeah.
2-1.
He should be.
Sam Howell is 4-1.
Sam Howell, I don't agree with that. Washington is extremely excited about Sam Howell. Ron Rivera's like, finally, I've got a guy that I'm like. Ron said this. He said, I look around and say, ooh, I think I've got something now, finally.
Yeah.
At quarterback. So Ron.
Well,
is, Ron really
and Ron likes, tells the truth now. Last year.
Ron is a truth teller.
Oh, no. Carson Wentz, what's the problem with your football team? The quarterback.
Quarterback.
Oh, yeah. And Eric Bieniemy, how's he doing? Yeah, well. heat's just really too hard. Well, the players are coming to me and telling me how hard he is.
Although he doesn't, I don't think he thought he was too hard on the players at all. I think he's just like, what he should have said out loud was, you know, players are kind of soft now, so I've got to get Eric to see if he can dial it back or they'll start to cry.
Well, maybe that was it.
Eric Bieniemy's an old school coach. Like, he coaches you hard. That's what he does.
Yeah. Well, he MFs you, and players don't do that. The players don't take that much anymore. The third favorite to lose his starting job.
I say it's C.J. Stroud's up there pretty early.
It's Ryan Tannehill. It's 6-1. And C.J. is 7-1.
Who's taking Tannehill's job? Levis? Malik Willis?
Well, that's almost just an anti-Tannehill fade more than a guy behind him. Because I saw that and I thought the same thing, Dell. That's where I had my
problem
with it.
Anthony Richardson would be higher with Gardner Minshew.
Gardner Minshew right behind.
He's 10-1.
Yeah, I think that. I think he should be ahead of C.J. Stroud.
And he got Mac Jones at 7-1 tied with C.J. Stroud. There's nobody behind Mac Jones. How could he lose his
job? Yeah, because you know Bill Belichick will make a change no matter who it is. Like, somebody's going to be there.
Yeah, somebody, I guess. But how is he going to be ready? How are you going to take Mac Jones out of there?
When's the last time a rookie quarterback's been so bad that they permanently lost their spot? Like, Tua got pulled
Ryan
from games.
Ryan Leaf, I think, may have.
But he was starting next week.
I think Ryan Leaf may have permanently lost.
Yeah, I can't remember
the
last time a rookie quarterback who they said, you're going to start, it was so bad they took him off the field.
Well, when did Josh Rosen start?
Jamarcus Russell?
Didn't they play him?
Oh, Jamunchies, definitely, yeah.
Didn't they play Rosen?
Mike, what's up? How are you?
I don't know that they
played Rosen to get the pick to get Kyler, right? They pulled Rosen didn't start immediately.
He didn't start immediately as a rookie.
No, not immediately, but when he did get in there.
He's talking about as a rookie.
Yeah,
Rosen never got starts as a rookie.
He did, but I thought they played him
start
to
the
get,
season.
They didn't start the season with them. Yeah,
who's a rookie at start of the season eventually lost their job and didn't get back on? I'm thinking I don't know if Ryan Leaf was a full time starter after he got pulled, but. Maybe so.
Yeah, these are all starting this season as their starters. So, yeah, that's a little bit different. 713-780-3776, 745 here, live from the DraftKings Sportsbook here in Lake Charles. Just the best damn facility. Come on and hang out here.
Get over here!
ESPN 97.5, the only Houston sports station with a bidet.
Red sun rises. Blood has been spilled this night.
You're listening to John and Lance live from the Mobile Veritex Community Bank Studios at the Golden Nugget in Lake Charles and their on-site engineer, Del Olaleya.
Hi, welcome back. Speaking of Golden Nugget, Lake Charles, are you following him on Twitter? On X?
No, I don't think
At Golden Nugget LC. Congratulations to this winner. A $7.50 bet turned into $65,209. A jackpot on a slot machine yesterday. Didn't even play it. $7.50, $65,000.
That's a good day to play that play.
You need to go find that machine and play it.
Somebody needs to tell me where those machines are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. How about that? Somebody turned it, and it wasn't you.
FSU's beating LSU this week.
Are they?
Yep.
Why do you say that?
I like the team they have coming back. I like the quarterback. I think he's a solid quarterback. He got better as the season went on. Their offensive line play is much better than it was. I think they're well coached. I think these are two pretty good teams. We'll see. But Jordan Travis got better last year. I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be a good game. Very good game to watch. We had it last year, and it was. You know, that was the game that I think everyone was waiting for LSU to stink last year. And then Brian Kelly, you can joke about his fake accent he had at the game, at the basketball game.
He's
and all that
coach.
Stuff. The guy can coach. Yeah. He can coach at Cincinnati. He can coach at Notre Dame. He can coach with LSU. He's a good football coach.
Absolutely.
Be a good game. Josh Pate will join us at 8:30, and we will talk about college football with him as we really get into it. He's one of the best in the business, a rising star, and you'll start seeing more and more of him, and he joins us every Thursday at 8:30 to talk college ball. Houston Texans, this will be a dead week for them. Nick did mention there's going to be a lot more moves to come. I talked about it a little bit yesterday. I thought there'd be about maybe 3 to 5 more moves, or maybe more than that, because he likes to clean up the roster on the pro personnel side. So here's what happens. If you always wondered how this works, there's a pro personnel side. There's pro scouts, Nick Caserio. They will watch games, and some of these pro scouts may have an entire like they may have six different teams that they scout. And so they'll go to those preseason games sometime. They'll watch tape on those games, and they'll spotlight guys that they like. And if they get cut, all the team, you know, the personnel team will maybe watch a player, and they'll bring a player in that was cut. But they're being scouted in the preseason. Obviously, they have
– well, they knew him from college,
they know
too.
Him from college, yeah. And they watch him play in the preseason.
We really, then, really like that guy. We didn't get him.
Yeah, and
he
so that's how
–
like, right. D'Amico Ryans isn't going to know any of these guys.
Right.
He won't know any of these guys for them unless they're defensive players. But guys who are off other teams, he doesn't have time to typically watch them.
So Nick, though – okay, so there's a real problem with the offensive line. Juice is hurt. Brian, let's get the Caserio on the offensive. What his plans are with the offensive line? So there's a lot of work to be done on this offensive line. You got a rookie quarterback there. This is a problem. It's a real problem, and Nick Caserio is facing it right now. Here's Nick Caserio talking about what his plan is with the offensive line right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're working through that process here. You know, I think we'll have a better idea, you know, next week, you know, kind of once we start to get ready for Baltimore here. So try to put the best five out there that, you know, kind of give us the best chance against Baltimore and see how it goes.
That's not much of an answer, but it is, but that's Nick Caserio. We haven't seen him pick up any new guys, right? New offensive linemen. Not yet.
Well, they did trade for... I mean, I've traded for Josh Jones and Kendrick Green.
No, but that was before the the cut day.
In terms of cut day, I haven't seen.
I haven't seen anything either. I have not seen them pick up another guy. It's more than likely going to happen, right? I mean, they don't.
Yes.
There's a shortage of guards right now.
Yeah, I think they could very well do that. I'm trying to see. Well, so they did sign yesterday to the practice squad: Khalil Davis, defensive lineman; Austin Deculus. Tackle.
Yeah, that's
wouldn't,
all.
I wouldn't
practice squad.
Count on him. I mean, most of these guys, Dalton Keene on practice squad. Jimmy Morrissey made practice squad, who you mentioned yesterday. Steven Sims, Garrett Wallow, of course. Ty Zentner. They also claimed Alex Austin and Nick Breaker. Oh, and Mike Boone got released. But wait, Nick Breaker is the rookie from Ole Miss, so he did not make the team. But he's a guard, if that's the same one that I'm thinking of. Yeah. So Nick Breaker's a guard. He's a guy who I actually really liked on tape, and then I saw him at Senior Bowl, and he didn't seem strong enough. But he didn't seem strong enough against powerful pass rushes.
Well,
but then
guess what you got.
But it's weird. But as a dry blocker in a run game, he actually was moving guys around a little bit. So, yeah, not being
in
able
this
to,
division?
Well, he's not going to start. He's not going to start. But he's competition. But Nick Breaker actually was not a bad player on tape. He had his moments. Not the biggest guy. 6'4", 304. And he's not a great zone scheme guy. So that's actually – we'll see what happens there. But Nick Breaker, I know him a little bit. And I actually – there's some ability there. We'll see if he's good. I mean, he's better than Austin Deculus. But that's not saying a whole lot.
That's not saying much.
Totally different. The other guy they picked up, Alex Austin, they signed him, defensive back. They signed him off the waiver wire. He was a guy that I liked a little bit. When did he come out? From Oregon State. It was last year. I had a draftable grade on him, so they picked him up. They picked him up yesterday as well. 6 foot one, 195-pound cornerback who's got some press potential. So. That'll we'll see. They are starting to just tighten up the back end of their roster with guys probably that they didn't draft, that maybe they liked on their draft board that got cut. That's probably what they're doing here. Is like, hey, guys that we had draftable grades on that got cut, let's take a look at those guys and add them to our roster.
Well, we've talked about the depth chart and what was the strongest unit, and we considered it, at least before all the injuries hit, that the offensive line, if, you know, we can get – production from Kenyon Green may have been the strongest unit on the offense. Are they now the worst? Are they now the weakest?
Well, the interior is, yeah.
Yeah, George Fant playing right tackle, that'll be fine. But you look at the interior, Shaq Mason, okay.
Yeah,
good
Shaq's
player.
Fine.
But center, it's going to be an unproven player.
Right.
And your guard, the other guard's going to be...
Left guard looks like a mess,
at least
honestly.
Week one is unproven. So the interior offensive line... you know, where you want to keep your quarterback clean is going to be a problem. Are they now the weakest unit until proven otherwise?
I think it's a big concern. Weakest unit, I don't know if it's weakest
wide receiver
unit, but it's a huge concern because teams can just flip defensive tackles on you. And what they're going to do is basically line up. They're not going to line up over Shaq Mason. They're going to put their problems. They're going to put their problems over the left guard, and you're going to have to slide protect. So it changes your protections to where you're going to have to help the guard and slide to the guard to help protect them. And when teams know you have to do that, that alters the blitz packages they show you. So it can have a domino effect on the way that teams rush you, because if they know you have to protect a certain player with slide protection, then you're going to see some blitz packages that take advantage of that. So having running backs that can handle, having tight ends and or running backs who can handle their blocking assignments on passing plays is extremely important this year. It's going to be extremely important.
Well, they had to do a lot of that last year too, didn't they?
Yeah, and it's just that's why we need to get Rex back.
They had to slide help over to Kenyon Green a lot.
Rex, we need to get Rex
Burkhead.
Get Rex Burkhead back. Hurry up and get Rex Burkhead back, the official third down back of your Houston Texans.
You're gross.
Or at least of Lovie Smith.
You're gross. I don't want to hear that. I never want to hear that again. I never, ever, ever want to hear that again. 713-780-3776. By the way, just found out that Josh Pate is brought to you by Damaris right here.
Nice.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.